Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I pray that you do. Open up to Philippians chapter 2 before we get into our text today. You know, one of the things the Lord just speaking to my heart about, if we believe all things are possible to him or her that believes, you know, and so to give a foundation in the direction we're going today in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 1, he says this, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, when I was thinking about this and I was looking for direction from the Lord, he said that a challenge to conceive, and to one of the definitions to conceive is to form in your mind, to form in your mind. God says in his word for us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So, in other words, God wants to form something in our mind. And one of the reasons I'm saying this is what we conceive, we can achieve. If we can get a form of plan in our mind, we can achieve it. So what we can conceive, we can achieve. So our scripture reference is found in Hebrews chapter 10 this morning. Verse number 23, I'll begin to read there. The word of God says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another in so much the more as you see the day approaching. The title of this morning's message is Challenge to Conceive. Challenge to Conceive. We're going to look at the consideration, the compassion, and the cooperation. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration here today? Can we decree together? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one of us, Father God. And Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me. May the words that proceeded out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done and accomplished, you'll receive all the glory and all the honor because it's all about you. So have your way in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, have your shofar out, and when I'm speaking, whenever the Lord lays on you to blow the shofar, blow the shofar. Amen? Hallelujah. But you have it out ready. Get prepared. Praise God. So first thing we're going to look at today is the consideration. He said to consider, and let us consider one another. And when I was looking at the consideration, I'm so thankful for the consideration that God has for you and I. Amen? In other words, for me to give something, I have to recognize how much has been given to me. And in 1 Samuel chapter 12, Samuel says this so perfectly, he couldn't say it any better for the message today. Amen? And 1 Samuel 12, verse number 20. The prophet Samuel was speaking, and it says, and Samuel said unto the people, fear not. You have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, But serve the Lord with all your heart. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it had pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he have done for you. I don't know about you, but God has been so good to me. Come on, has God been good to anybody in this house? Can you tell God, can you give him a hand of praise or a shout of praise for how good he's been to you, that he has consideration for you and I? Amen. Secondly, here in Isaiah chapter 41, prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 41, the prophet says in verse 21, he says, produce your cause, saith the Lord, and bring your strong reasons, saith the king of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare of the things to come. If all the promises of God are yes and amen, what has God through his word promised you? In other words, God, the prophet is saying, consider the end of the thing. The Bible says without vision, people perish. Catch a picture of it and see it and consider it, and all of a sudden it'll begin to form in your mind. Amen. God wants to form something in our mind, because our mind determines what we want to say. Our heart leads us, but our heart doesn't lead us. Our mind leads us. So we have to have our mind in touch with our heart, so our mind can be led by our heart and not just by the mind. Is that all right? Is that okay? Amen. God wants you to understand something. He wants us to understand that he's had so much consideration for you and I, that he's given us so much, that he's desired for you and I to have consideration for others. Amen. And in the word of God in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. The writer of Hebrews says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, and have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Don't follow the words, follow the actions that align with faith. Amen? In other words, James says, you show me your faith and I'll show you my works, because faith without works is dead, being alone. Our actions are speaking louder than our words. Then he says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the first thing that God wants to get into our hearts today is he's wanting us to consider one another. By the consideration is, how much has God considered me? How much mercy and grace has God had towards me? And that same mercy and grace I need to share with others. Hey, did I merit that grace? What is grace? Grace is unmerited favor. In other words, when God forgave you, when God loved you, you really didn't deserve it, but he did it anyway. Amen? So God is saying to you and I, first and foremost, hey, let's consider one another. Then he says, and provoke unto love. Well, if I'm looking at to provoke somebody in love, I got to stimulate them. To provoke somebody is to stimulate them, to get them going. In other words, this speaks about the compassion. Webster's defines compassion as the sympathetic concern for the suffering of another with inclination to give help or support. Amen? In other words, when your brother or your sister suffers, love says you suffer with them. Amen? You know, in my message, I put something out on Facebook every morning, and I said this morning is, what did I say? Oh, when it seems like you're paddling upstream, look to Jesus and he will give you extra steam, and don't forget that you're part of a team. Amen? Yes, amen? And God didn't call any of us to do this alone. Amen? So he says, consider one another and provoke into love, which just speaks about compassion. And Romans chapter 9, verse number 15. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. This is a heavenly Big Mac. What? This is a heavenly Big Mac. I don't like Big Macs, but if anybody likes Big Macs, it's a heavenly Big Mac. I always like acrostics, okay? A heavenly Big Mac is believing in God's mercy and compassion. That's the heavenly Big Mac. Amen? Believing in God's mercy and his compassion. The compassion that he's had towards you and I are to have that compassion to others. In 1 John chapter 3, thus says the Lord, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for us, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works, right? So he says in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 16, he says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever have this world's good, and see if his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Amen. Sympathetic concern for the suffering of another with inclination to give help or support. Amen. God is just reminding us that we're to consider one another and to provoke into love, compassion. So in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, the Apostle Peter says this. He says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful. Now, don't be pitiful. Have pity on others. There's two definitions of that word. Amen. Let's not misuse that word. Amen. And having pity on one another, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. God is not mocked. Whatsoever we soweth, we shall also reap. The prophet Hosea said to you and I, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. God wants us to understand today we're to have the consideration for others, that we're to have compassion. Amen. And I want you to know that everybody needs a measure of love in some place in this room today. Hello? Amen. I don't know. I bet you that everyone in this room is going through something. And God wants everyone in this room to know that when you're going through something, you're not going through it alone. He is always there, but he's always placed men and women of God around you to go through it with you. He didn't call you to go through the valley alone. He didn't call you to go through the mire alone. He called you to be part of a body. Amen. So he's talking to you and I. He's saying, hey, let's consider one another and provoke into love. And then he says, into good works. And when I was looking at that, at the good works, it takes our cooperation. Amen? In other words, God wants us to understand that we're a team. There's no I in this. It's a we mentality. We, the body of Christ. She has to go to work. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. We're looking at the cooperation. Verse number 9. Solomon says this. He says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Amen. Amen. Look at the neighbor and say, I'm with you. God's for you. Look at each other and talk, please. God's for you. If God's for you, so am I. Talk to one another. It's okay to talk in church. Hello? It's all right to talk in church. It's okay to shout in church. It's okay to jump in church. It's okay to dance in church. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We're alive and well. We're not dead men walking. We're alive because Jesus is in our hearts and lives. It's time for us to come alive. And when we're alive, the enemy will be scattered. And we're walking around dead. He just wants to feast on us. Amen. I don't know about you, but Jesus is alive. He's alive in me. He's alive in you. Lord, oh, don't be shy. We can praise the Lord. We can praise him. Let me say something to you. If you can't praise him in here, you'll never praise him out there. If you can't praise me in here, you'll never praise me out there. Give him praise in this house. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Jesus. It just brings my heart so much joy. I don't know what he's done for you, but he's done so much for me. He's done so much for me. And he is no respecter of persons. The same thing he did for me, he'll do for you. He loves you so much. He loves you right where you're at. But he loves you so much, he doesn't want to leave you there. He's got greater plans for your life than you were witnessing. And don't say what the devil is trying to get you to see. Get a picture of what the Father wants you to see. And if you get that picture, you'll run and you won't grow weary. You'll walk and you won't faint because he will be with you. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The prophet Amos said it like this. How can two, and gave us three, how can two walk together except they be agreed? How can we walk together except we be agreed? And what God is saying, there is something that you can always agree on. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all three in one. We can come into agreement right there. And if we can come into agreement with that there, the Word of God says, if two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Woo! That's kind of cool, isn't it? Hallelujah. Okay, I'll settle down. No, I won't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look to one next to you and say, God has a plan for your life. He's not going to change his mind concerning you. Will you change your mind concerning him? I've called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I called you to walk in glory and to walk in his power and might. It's not about what the devil says. It's about having a Holy Ghost sight. My corny poetry. I thought I would get more of the big back than I did with my corniness. My wife laughed at me. He's talking today about let's consider one another. Let's provoke unto love and to good works. That it takes the consideration. It takes the compassion. And it takes us cooperating. And 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 1. The apostle says this. He says, we then as workers together with him beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, if I have heard thee in a time accepted, in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now was the day of salvation. But this is where the Lord was speaking to my heart about. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. If I could say one thing, I'll say this about the body of Christ in the world today. The body of Christ right now is so thin-skinned that they get offended about everything. But God said, put on the robe of my righteousness and recognize no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up you shall condemn. That's your heritage as a child of God. No matter what someone says, if it doesn't belong to you, don't receive it. But don't condemn them for saying it because of their smallness of mind and their thinking. Hello? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle is not with people. Amen? God says we need to toughen up. And these last days, if we're going to take back this world for the kingdom of God, we got to toughen up a little bit. Hello? Hello? Oh, I can't believe me. Look at the way they looked at me today. Did you see that? Oh. Did you hear what they said about me? They don't recognize who I am. Who cares? If you know who you are, no matter what anyone says, it doesn't matter. Amen. God's looking for a mighty army. He's not looking for a bunch of weaklings. Amen. We got to get outside of the flesh. I don't know about you, but there's a lost and dying world that's going to hell, and we have the answer. And if we walk around all beat up amongst one another, and we can't even get along, amen, what are we going to do? Who wants to be part of that club? Hello? It's time to allow God to rise. Hello? Hey, you know something? This message today isn't pointed at anyone, it's pointed at everyone, including me. Hello? Amen. When God's speaking to you, he's speaking to me. I know tomorrow morning, or probably before I ever get out of this place today, I'll have to repent about something. Hallelujah. Amen. God says to you and I, for us, that we're to have consideration for one another. That everyone's going through something. And they're not to go through it alone. We're to have compassion. Amen. We're not to hold up. We're not to let our right hand see what our left hand is giving. Amen. We're to be a blessing. And we're to be in cooperation. You know, we're to be in unity. And how precious is the unity? It's the oil that runs down from the head to the beard, to the shoulders, to the skirts. And God invokes the blessing there. And God wants to bless us, but he blesses us in unity. Man, we got to come together. Now, if we can come together in unity just on Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and ever, forever, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, there's no name that can be raised up, can be stopped by the name of Jesus. We can come into unity together and we can take control of every sickness, every disease. There is not one disease that can't be healed in Jesus' name. All power has been given to them in heaven and earth. He said, go ye therefore. And what are we teaching? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He loves you. He has a plan for every heart and every life. So in closing here today, in Colossians chapter 2, this speaks about the completion. We have the cooperation. You know I'm a guy with the letter, guys, just so y'all can follow the C's today. C, he opened my eyes so I could see. He washed my eyes with tears that I may see. The consideration, compassion, and cooperation. I at least get Barbara Judy to say hallelujah. They're my fan club. But in Colossians chapter 2, let me get that. Hallelujah. In verse number 8 of Colossians 2, the Word of God says this. He says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Amen. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us in his word today? Let us consider one another. And provoke unto love and good works. Let's have consideration. Let's have compassion. And let's have cooperation so God can bring to completion what he started in each and every one of our lives. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He that has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. Amen. And with people, we have to recognize that we're not completed yet. We're all on a journey. And God's taking us all from glory to glory, even by his Spirit. So he says to us in Hebrews chapter 12, he says for you and I, he says in verse number 2, he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. What the Lord said today is he wanted us to form a plan in our mind. The plan that he's forming in our mind is that we have consideration for others, that we walk and operate in compassion, and that we're cooperating with one another to accomplish what God's called us to do. You know, everyone in the room is valuable and important. Every last one is needed. There is not one unneeded in this room. I don't know about you, but in the world we're living in today, you can feel unneeded in a lot of places. You can feel unwanted in a lot of places. But God wants you to understand today that he wants you and that he needs you. And as your pastor, I want you and I need you. I need every last one. You have such a gift and such ability, and you're so special. And I thank God for the gifts that are in each and every one. So what he's saying to us in closing today is, hey, let's put the word to work. Let's allow it to have the effect in our hearts and lives. Let's be the men and women of God that God's called us to be. And if you're like me, who would say, well, Pastor, you know, I have one of the issues I have is I mess up a lot. Is there anybody here that messes up? Come on, let me see your hand. Come on. Hey, guess what? We all mess up. Amen. But God turns our mess into our message. Amen. That our message becomes our testimony of how God came and showed up and delivered me and set me free and led me and guided me and directed me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So in closing today, can we just all stand up? How many heard what the Lord is saying today? Do you hear what he's saying? God's speaking to each and every one of us. You know, I love this. We used to play army and soldiers and cops and robbers when I was a kid. And when we got arrested, we would say you had to hold your hands up. And when our holding your hands up represented surrender. Hello? And what God wants to do in this room today is he wants you to surrender that thing that's been holding on to you, that thing that's bugging you, that thing that's holding you back. God just wants you to surrender it to him today. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you see every man and every woman in this room today. You see everything the adversary is trying to hold them back with, to keep them in prison with, Father God. And you've come to set the prisoner free. So, Father God, we surrender it to you today.